Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got some things I want to say. You know, every week I take a couple of segments and just have a little conversation, just the two of us. And I've always got something on my mind, as you're, I know that doesn't surprise you. But today I want to talk about politicians, small business owners, and mice. I think they have something in common. So almost 20 years ago, Dr. Spencer Johnson wrote a legendary book titled Who Moved My Cheese? Perhaps you've read the book. More than likely you have read the book, because he sold millions of copies of that book. It's probably been, I think it was, in some polls it's determined to be the number one business storybook, at least, if not, maybe not a number one management book, but number one business storybook in the history of books. And Who Moved My Cheese, it tells a story. There's a story about, well, there's several stories, but there's one major story. The main theme of the book is about four characters who ate cheese. Only cheese. That's all they ate, was cheese. So early in the story, all four characters went to the same place in their world, which was a maze. And they went there to get cheese, which is what they ate, right? Well, the first two characters, they're kind of, the four characters are kind of in two pairs, right? The first pair, they weren't picky about the cheese that they ate, or they weren't picky about where they found it. It was just food. In fact, the current place in the maze where they found and ate the cheese was literally just that. The cheese that they found there. So when someone moved their cheese, they immediately started looking for a new place where cheese was being put. All right, for the second two characters in the story, cheese represented more than food. The second pair, cheese represented more than food. They had allowed themselves to become defined by the specific cheese they found in that specific place in the maze. To them, this cheese was more than nourishment. It represented their esteem. It represented their happiness, their success. You've heard about being hidebound. You know what hidebound means, right? Well, you might say these two were cheesebound. And that's my term, not Dr. Johnson's. And cheesebound, but it wasn't a problem being cheesebound until someone moved their cheese. 25 years ago, in his book and film, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, our friend and Brain Trust member and futurist, Joel Barker, you've heard him on the show many times before, Joel defined paradigms as a set of rules that, number one, establish and define boundaries, and two, tells you how to be successful within those boundaries. Paradigm establishes rules, And you find a way to be successful inside those rules. Barker says paradigms, which are both written and unwritten, can be useful and oftentimes are useful until there's a shift, until there is a paradigm shift, which is what happened to the cheesebound characters in Johnson's story. When someone moved their cheese, instead of looking for new cheese like their maze mates did, they whined and dithered so long in the old place, which is now devoid of cheese, that they put their survival in jeopardy. The second two, there's a paradigm shift. They didn't know what to do. Dr. Johnson's cautionary tale and the two sides of Joel Barker's paradigm coin apply to all parts of life, not just mice, but especially to politics and to business. For generations, Republicans and Democrats each showed up at the same corner of their own political maze where they had always found the same cheese. Like the second characters in Johnson's story, both parties had been nourished and defined by the cheese they found in that specific spot year after year, decade after decade, generation after generation. But when somebody moved their cheese, as the electorate is doing right now to both parties, their cheese is being moved. When someone moved their cheese, the Republicans and the Democrats' cheese, the cheese-bound members of their parties are whining and struggling to maintain their identity instead of taking action to find new cheese. In his book, Dr. Johnson said, "Old beliefs do not lead you to new cheese. Old beliefs do not lead you to new cheese." Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump are like the first two characters in Johnson's story. Neither has defined themselves by the old cheese in the old location. They immediately went looking for, and to the surprise of their party leadership, found new cheese. Dr. Johnson says, movement in a due direction helps you find new cheese. So, small business owners, what can we learn from this? We should watch the clinic every day, right now. We should be watching the clinic that the Democrats and the Republicans are putting on this year on the wages of being cheese-bound. Like the electorate, customers are moving their cheese. They're moving your cheese, and they're shifting paradigms all over the place. That's what I talk about in my book, The Age of the Customer. Customers are moving your cheese and shifting paradigms all over the place. You, small business owners, cannot afford to be like Democrats and Republicans. You cannot afford to become cheese-bound. Remember Blasingame's law of business love. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. When someone moves your cheese, you can't dither and whine. You have to move to where the new cheese is. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. That was on my wife.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.